Hello?
Yes, hello, my name's Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. I was looking to go ahead and speak with Chester.
Hey, Ivan, it's Chester here, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
I just had
a quick question for you. So when you pick on to apply to a pair of Georgetown, Kentucky, and you go down and you find A and B where you see my website.
Okay, and this would be for your, for when you open your Google Business Profile on the Google Map, is that correct?
Yes, go on Google Map, and you'll see there's one line that says call, in the middle one I think it says website, and then the third one over to your right, it says, I guess you can share, the ULR or whatever that's called.
Okay, I do see your website on there as well.
Okay, so let me go find it. So you see where it's got the button there to hit the call?
Yes, it shows the phone, and then, of course, you can copy it.
Okay, then you can go over and see with the button that says website.
Yes, I do see the website. It's right on top of the phone number.
On top of the phone number.
Yeah, the way it works is that you might be seeing it a little bit different since you're the owner, right? It might show a little bit different on your end than if the actual customer was looking at it, right? And that's just how it's set up because you're the owner, right? But the way I'm seeing it, it should show exactly to everybody else, I guess you could say. So the way it shows is, of course, it has your information, right? It does have the save, send to phone, and then it has the share button, right? Is that the one that you're referring to?
Well, I'm trying to get at. So over all the way to my right, it's like another circle that says underneath of it, it says share. And it's got a little symbol in that circle that has like two lines with three dots.
Yes, that's correct. I see it right now.
Okay, so I hit that in most cases when I send it to a customer, so and then ask for their phone number, and I put their area code in and so forth, so that it will go to their phone and they could leave me a review. But for some reason, if I do 40 of them like that right there, I don't know that I'll get one come back. And they say they leave a review, which I don't doubt them a bit. But I'm just wondering if it's synced in with what I'm trying to say. I just don't know if it's synced in with my review where it goes to my reviews.
Okay,
because
so that's the question.
Because they'll actually send me
a screenshot.
A screenshot where it says, you know, thanks for a review or, you know, something like that.
Okay, perfect.
And yet it don't show up where I've got another review. Now, if somebody goes directly to, clicks on to that Google account and scroll down to where they see the stars and actually avoid using that part of it, usually all the reviews will go through, but it's like when I try to send that link, it's like it's not corresponding, it's not linking.
Okay, let me double check, because I just tried it, and it looks like it is going to yours, but let me double check, right? Because I can also create something that's called a tiny URL, and this is it would give you a direct link to your actual. Yeah, it does take you directly to your own account. It has everything the same. Let me double check. Have you tried to do it yourself, meaning copy the link and do it on your phone?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because it looks like it is going through, right? But in the event that, let's say, a client does leave a review and it's not showing, it could be that Google removed it due to policy reasons. Maybe it broke a policy, right? But what I could do right now is I can go ahead and create something that's called a tiny URL, right? A tiny URL is the same thing that – it's just a link that makes it easier for customers to find you, right? It's kind of the same thing that is already on there. The one that you – when you press the share button, right, and it has that link, it's something similar to it, but it would show – it would be a lot, let's say, smaller, right? Now, I can also request – I can actually double-check and see if they can change it, but – It actually is taking me directly to your actual Google Business profile. So here's what I'll do, okay? Because I know I talked a little bit about the tiny URL, but I want to focus a little bit on that one for right now. So I'll make the tiny URL. I'll send it to you by text and email. And this tiny URL, you're going to be able to send it to everybody, right? And you'll be able to make sure that it links to you directly to your account, but it's going to give you a further step. It's going to go ahead and automatically log you into the review section, right? So anybody that you send it to, when they click on the link, it goes to your Google Business profile, but it won't give them an option, right? It will automatically open the actual review section for them, okay?
Okay, so can I get that on my, what, can I make that as far as like one of my apps on my screensaver?
The tiny URL, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
You could save it. You definitely can. It would be up to you at that point, right, how you want to go ahead and save it. But it is going to be on your client dashboard as well. So let's say maybe you, for some reason, you can't find it on your phone, right? You would just log into your client dashboard, and where it shows reviews, right, it would actually let you request reviews. So I'll go ahead and get started on that. That way I make sure it's linked to your... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I can't get to that dashboard. Something ain't set up right, and I don't know.
Oh, okay. I know what it is. I apologize. So the way it works is that in order for you to be able to log into your client dashboard, you have to sign the terms and conditions, right? It's a step before you log into it. It only asks you for it once. So I can go ahead and send you the actual terms and conditions again. You can review them, right? But it's basically everything that we've been doing already, right, for you. And as soon as you sign it, right, it's going to give you the option to log into your client dashboard, okay? So for right now, we'll create the tiny URL, and I'll see if – actually, I can send it right now as I'm creating the
– the dashboard, will I have to come up with a password and all that good stuff too?
We will come up with it for you. We'll send you all the credentials for it, right? And it does give you the option to change it. Makes it a little bit easier for you to remember, right? And in all cases, if for some reason, right, let's say you forget your password, we can reset it for you. You can send us a text or give us a call, whichever is best, and we will reset it, and you can log in again and maybe place a different password. So it does give you the option, but we'll provide you with the credentials.
Okay, so I've never looked at that dashboard, not one time, because I've been...
Okay. And it's very helpful because let's say a client is visiting your website and they send you a message, it goes directly to your actual client dashboard, right? So it goes directly to it, and you can reply to the actual message, right? It also has their phone number in case you don't want a message, and you can call them. So it's very helpful. That could definitely be something that, let's say, you might be missing out on leads, right? So let me make sure you get access to it right away. I'm going to send you the actual terms and conditions, and then it's going to ask you to click here, right? You're going to sign it. It's going to give you – it's an electronic signature, right? So once you do that, it's going to give you access to your actual client dashboard. So I did send the email out. It says reminder for your electronic signature, right? So just go ahead and fill that out, and I'll also start sending the credentials for you. And since I'm with you on the phone, we could try to do that now, right? Or we can set up a day, whichever is best for you. But honestly, I would definitely recommend to do it as soon as possible. So let me – you should have received the email by now.
Let me pull over.
Oh, okay, you're driving? Okay, no, yes. Let me know when you're ready, of course, right? As you do that, I'm going to work and make sure that I get your tiny URL. Create your tiny URL, I'm sorry. Can you... Okay.
Over here, let's see what I got. Okay. Log in to access your dashboard, HTTPS, username.
That would be the second email that I sent out. If you can, try to open the one that says, or did you already do the signature?
No, not yet. I'm just looking at which one I need to hit.
Okay, so go ahead and just back out of that one, right? That one's the one that has your credentials. There should be one that you received before that one. And it should say something like reminder, electronic signature needed, for example.
No, I just got this one.
Okay, let me see if I can send it again. Bear with me. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'll try to send it again, right? Because it should have been sent. That's a little... Okay, so I'll send it again. It does show that it was sent the first time, but this one should move the email straight to the top, right? If for any reason, you could definitely check the spam, but it should be sending. I'll let you know when it says it's successful on my end.
Just come through a text.
It only went through a text?
Let me see. Let me go back to my email. Hold on.
Yeah, open your email.
Okay. Mailbox. All in mailbox. The only thing I have on my email, tracking supply, eBay, nothing. Wait a minute, that's something right there. Reminder.
Yes, that would be that one, electronic signature needed. So you're going to open that one, right? And it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then you're going to click on the blue link, right? Right where it says click here.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. All right. Okay.
Perfect. So you're going to scroll down, right? You're going to scroll all the way down. And you're going to see where it says click here and type your name as seen above, right?
Okay. Signature. Click here.
Okay. And then it might ask you for the day, but it should show the same day as today.
So it says click here and type your name in, correct?
That's correct. Where it says click here and type in your name, you're going to type in your name exactly how we have it, right? Just to confirm. Give me a second.
Confirm signature. Okay. Confirm signature.
Okay. Perfect. Now, it looks like above that, right, there should be something that shows like a little box, right? I'm not sure if you can see it. It shows I certify that I'm the authorized holder.
I don't see that.
Okay, try to go ahead and click confirm signature and see what it tells you.
No, it's like it's froze up. Wait a minute. Oh, there it is. There. Okay.
Okay. And yeah. What does it say? I'm sorry?
That's for username, password.
Okay. So that would be your client dashboard, right? It's asking you for the actual credentials. Let me see if I can open them up. I did send them to your email, right? But let me see if I can give them to you. Your username right now is your phone number, okay? It would be the 859-797-7395.
Okay.
Okay. And then the password is mysearch. M-Y-S. It's going to be all, there's no spaces, no capital letters, I'm sorry. It's going to be M-Y, S as in Sam, E, A as in Apple, R, C as in Cat, and H as in Henry.
Then log in.
Yes, go ahead and log in.
Okay.
Perfect. And it should take you to your actual client dashboard. Do you see where it shows your home screen? It should have your logo, right? Do you see all that? It shows total results.
Shows A&B appliance repair, then appliance repair service stamp in Grand Kentucky. It should be saying Georgetown, Kentucky.
Yes, I could definitely request for them to change that. That's not a problem. But since your address, right, it's under city stomping ground.
But it does say business info, A&B appliance repair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says A&B appliance repair, 145 Hess Branch, Stamford, Grand Kentucky.
Okay, perfect. So on there, right, you're gonna see, let's say, your total results, local leads, right, listings, Google profile actions. So if you click on something that has, it depends on the phone you have, but it should have three dots or three lines. You're going to click on that. It's going to have a little scroll down.
I see 25 local leads, 46.
Perfect. Okay, so try to click on, I'm sorry, go ahead.
1,400 Google profile actions, zero Google ads, 250 reviews.
Okay, so you try to click where it says local leads, please.
Local leads. Okay.
Okay, so it's going to take you right where it says your actual messages. For example, the last one was on the 26th of August. It's under Hope. Do you see that one?
Yeah, 1088 Graves Road. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So these are messages that clients are actually sending you, right? So I know some of them are, you know, a little bit too late right now, but this is where your messages will show when people are trying to, let's say they're viewing your website and they send you a message. This is how you'll be able to see it as well. So I'd recommend to just log in every 2 days. A lot of people do it every day, but it would be up to you. And that would be leads as well, right? So that's going to help out on that. Right now what I'm doing is sending you your tiny URL, right? The tiny UR, once again, it's something that you can send out to just anybody you feel comfortable with, let's say past customers, even friends or family. That way you can make sure that it works, right? If you could do it with a friend close by and they can leave a review right in front of you, you just send them the link. They'll log in using the link, right? And that way you can see if the review's being placed, which it does show on my end that everything should be fine. It goes directly to it. And as well, the link that's on the actual Google Business Profile, it does take them to your Google Business Profile, right? But I would recommend to use the tiny URL. Another good way to do it is once you're on your client dashboard, right, there's going to be something where you're going to see, let's say, those three dots or three lines. And when you click on it, it has a little scroll down button, right? And it's going to allow you to see something that says reviews, okay? So on the reviews, bear with me 1 second, my system's a little slow. Why is it so slow? Okay, so as you saw already, you saw where it says 250 reviews, right?
I see that, yeah.
Okay, so if you click on it, it should take you directly to your reviews, okay? So it's going to take you to your reviews, and then there should be something right underneath the top where it says request reviews. Do you see that?
clicking on it. Nothing's happening right now.
Nothing's okay. It might be taking just a little bit of time to load. But either way, do you see on top of the page, do you see any three lines or three dots that if you click on it, it brings down like a scroll bar?
No.
Okay, do you have a computer at home?
No.
No? No, don't worry. You could do it through your phone. It's perfectly fine. On the actual, on the email I sent you, it does have a walk. It basically has a video, right? It makes it simple, but either way, what I was trying to do is show you where your actual tiny UR will be as well, right? So it should allow you to go to reviews. Do you see anything that allows you to, let's say, scroll down? I'm sorry, does anything that has, let's say, three dots or three lines?
Now, wait a minute. Something opened up that says 130 total reviews.
Okay, so that's your review section right there, right? So on that review right there, if you see on top of 130, it should have something that says request reviews. Do you see that? Or
yeah.
Export? Okay. So if you click on request reviews, right, you'll be able to put the, let's say, the customer's name, either his email or phone, and then you can send it to them, and it's going to give send them the link that's right next door, right, where it says ratemy.pro-ab right there. That's the link that I just sent you, right? I sent it to you by text and by email. You can forward it to, as I mentioned, anybody you feel comfortable with. But I would recommend once you get home, if maybe, you know, a friend comes over or someone at your own home, send them this link and let them do it right in front of you. That way you can see how it looks on their end as well, right?
Okay. So it says 130 total reviews. So is that... how many that I have gotten with Local Splash since I've jumped on board, or what's the, how's the...
Yes, it's about 250, right? But it can show just a little bit right now. But if you scroll down where it says 130 and scroll a little bit down, right, it will show you where you can put load more, and it will show you the rest, right?
Oh.
Okay. So it's going to be 250 since you started with us, but of course on your actual Google Business profile, you have about 748, I believe. Well, you have exactly 748, right? So that tiny URL I sent you is going to make sure your clients go directly to your Google Business profile. That way, there will be no mistake that they go to a, let's say, a different one, right? And I would recommend to keep logging into this client dashboard. Since you have it open, right, you should be able to access it through your phone whenever you want. And remember, if you ever need us to reset the password, you could send us a text or give us a call, whichever is best for you, okay?
Okay, I'm trying to, let's see, stop and add the book. I wonder... get back to where I was. Okay. I was trying to make an app out of that, and I got.
I'm sorry, I lost you there for a second. What was that?
I'll sign back in here.
Okay. You know what's a good way to do it is the email I sent you. It should say login credentials, right, to your advanced boarding. Once you open there, it gives you a direct link. That way you don't have to try to open the email because I believe it might close out, right? So I did send you this. It actually shows login credentials to your advanced reporting, right? So when you open your email, you'll be able to see the email I sent you, and it has a link. It has a blue link. It's basically my.localsplash.com.
So that's on my mail where it says tiny URL?
That would be the one that I sent you with the tiny URL. So that one would be the third email that I sent you, right? So you're gonna go where all your messages show, right, when you receive emails. And then if you scroll down, you should find one that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. It should be right underneath the reminder. Okay, so you found the login credential to your advanced reporting, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to click on it. Once you open it, right, it's going to show you. You can log into your account, right, and it has a little link. It's mylocalsplash.com. And then underneath that, it's going to have your username, password. And then if you scroll a little bit lower, it also shows a video, and it gives you a quick walk around on how to use it, right? It's only 5 minutes, but it has a really good outcome.
Oh, okay. So I was trying to figure out how I could do that tiny URL.
Yeah, the tiny URL.
To make an actual app where if I have a phone where I can just click on it and open it up to send it to somebody.
Oh, to be honest with you, I really wouldn't know how to do it, but as long as you, let's say, copy it, you would be able to paste it onto your, let's say, the phone number that you're going to send it to. But I would be honest with you, I'm not too, you know, high-tech when it comes to phones, so I don't want to mislead you on that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But either way, right, it's always going to be on your client dashboard, and you're going to have the emails as well. If you rather us text it to you again, I can text it to you whenever you request, right?
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, more time over this holiday weekend, I'm going to sit down and see if I can figure a few things out with it.
Yeah, it definitely is a good idea. And then remember, the email that I sent you has the link, right? So it's going to take you directly to that website. And then you have the credentials. If you need us to reset it, we just let us know, and we'll be more than happy to help you in any way, okay? But please keep logging in. That way you can see the leads, because there's a few that you missed, right?
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry. I'm not sure why I didn't check that earlier with you. So I'm sure this will show a lot more for you, right, provide you with more leads as well, okay?
All right, Ivan. I appreciate you, buddy.
No, thank you so much for hanging in there with me, and hope you have a great rest of your day. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
Yes, you too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.